Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Polly. We're back on the second day of our movie article. The movie we're talking about this month is the highly anticipated 3D computer animated film, Monsters University.
Now, this movie is set 10 years before the 2001 film, Monsters, Inc.
Right. You know, normally I don't really like prequels, but this one seems very amusing and well-made. I'm quite curious about what they're like back in college days.
That's right. Prequels can sometimes be a little bit tricky to do.
Mm.
It's hard to, you know, pull them off and do them well, but I'm sure if anybody can do it, the people at Pixar can definitely make it happen. All right, let's go ahead and get to today's article.
Reading.
Monsters University.
Monsters University is a prequel to its 2001 predecessor, showing viewers what life is like for a monster in college. It's also Pixar's first feature-length prequel, though the studio has been planning to make Monsters University since 2005. Employees at Pixar toured top universities in the U.S., including Harvard, MIT, and UC Berkeley, for their research, and even copied the school's websites and commercials. The Monsters University website imitates those of American universities down to the last detail, from campus maps, stories about professors, to the history of the university. Pixar also ran commercials on television, mildly spoofing similar ads aired by real universities, which aim to recruit students. To give some insight about campus life, Pixar shows viewers how monsters in the university experience many of the same activities as students at American universities. The college-aged monsters join fraternities and sororities, make new friends, party late into the night, and must compete with each other to get into their desired programs. Monsters University promises to transport viewers to the hilarious and frightening world of these young monsters as they try their best to grow up.
All right, today's article starts off by saying Monsters University is a prequel to its 2001 predecessor, showing viewers what life is like for a monster in college. So we've already mentioned this word a couple of times, prequel. A prequel is a book, a film, or something else that tells you what happened before a story told in a previous popular book or film. So, you know, if we have movies like, say, the Star Wars movies or something like that, those had prequels, three of them, actually, and that's what Monsters University is. It's all about what happened before we got to know these characters in Monsters, Inc.
对, prequel 就是前传, pre, P-R-E 这个字首就有 before 的意思, 例如像 preview 就是预习, 那么要说哪个作品的前传呢, 我们会说 the prequel to what movie or novel, 那么后面还有一个字也是 P-R-E 开头的, 叫做 predecessor, 表示前任前辈, 所以这边指的就是上一部 2001年的那部电影。
It's also Pixar's first feature-length prequel, though the studio has been planning to make Monsters University since 2005. Now, this is a feature-length movie, feature-length prequel. If something is feature-length, it just means it's the normal length of a full movie that we would see in a theater. So, feature-length movies are nowadays anywhere between about 90 minutes and sometimes up to like 3 hours long. That's like the usual range for a feature-length film. Something that's shorter than that would be called just simply a short film.
Okay, so feature, 它只是可以指电影的正片长片。所以呢, feature-length 就是长片的。
All right, we also saw the word studio. A studio here refers to a film company, or it can refer to the actual buildings that company owns and uses to make its films or movies. For example, the director is making a film with one of the biggest Hollywood studios.
好 ,studio 可以指录音室或者工作室。那么这边呢就是特别指电影的制片厂。
Employees at Pixar toured top universities in the US, including Harvard, MIT, and UC Berkeley for their research, and even copied the school's websites and commercials. So we're talking about the Pixar employees.、
Mm.
An employee is someone who is paid to workfor someone else. On the other side of that, we have the employer. That's a person, a company, or an organization that employs people or gives people jobs.
好那这一句话呢我们还看到一个字 tour, T-O-U-R, 表示巡回参观或走访 to visit several parts of a country or area.那么它也可以当名词使用。如果一个歌手要做巡回演出的话，就是 go on a tour。
And in this movie, Monsters University, they even copied the commercials of those famous universities like Harvard and MIT. A commercial is an advertisement on television or radio. For example, TV shows are often interrupted by lots of commercials. That's exactly right.In an hour of TV, there's usually like 17 or 18 minutes of commercials.
Right. Okay, so commercial 就是广告。通常呢，我们是指电视或者收音机播出的这些广告。但如果我们要指比较广义的，不管平面或者影视的广告呢，我们会用另外一个字来说 advertisement, A-D-V-E-R-T-I-S-E-M-E-N-T, advertisement.
The Monsters University website imitates those of American universities down to the last detail, from campus maps, stories about professors, to the history of the university.
好，我们看到这边 imitate 这个动词就是 copy 模仿的意思。For example, my brother likes to imitate animal sounds. 那另外再补充一下，其实有另外两组词跟 imitate 长得非常像，很容易搞混。所以呢，你可以试着一起把这三个字记起来。有一个动词叫做 intimidate, I-N-T-I-M-I-D-A-T-E, intimidate 是恐吓的意思。那另外一个字 intimate, I-N-T-I-M-A-T-E, intimate 则是形容词，亲密的，例如 an intimate friendship。所以呢，知道意思之后，也会可以回去考考自己这三个字的拼法。那我再念一次，这三个字分别是 imitate, intimidate, 以及 intimate.
We also saw the phrase down to the last detail, as in the Monsters University website imitates all these websites from Harvard, MIT, UC Berkeley, down to the last detail. This phrase just means you are considering all of the details. So if you look at the Monsters University website and you look at the Harvard website,you will notice that they are very, very similar in their details.、
Mm.
Now, down to the last detail is our shortcut for you phrase for today. So let's take a closer look.
Shortcut for you.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing picture.
Thanks.It's almost finished. I have to get everything perfect, down to the last detail.
Don't draw a tail. That will ruin the picture.
Down to the last detail means remembering to take care of every single part.
Now it is clear. Down to the last detail means 考量到所有的细节。
The details are the small parts.But they are important, too.
I see. Wow, the Superman looks so real. Everything's right, down to the last detail.
I'm glad you like it.
Have you checked out the Monster University's website?
I haven't actually seen it yet, so what's it like?
It's absolutely amazing. It looks incredibly real that you may think that school really exists.
Maybe you can try to enroll in Monsters University too. Maybe,
right.
I wonder if they will accept me for like a master's program or something. Well, Pixar also ran commercials on television, mildly spoofing similar ads aired by real universities, which aim to recruit students. So they were mildly spoofing or making fun of these commercials that are already on TV, but they were doing it mildly. Mildly just means slightly or a little bit. For example, he felt mildly depressed.
So mild 这个形容词可以形容一个人个性很温和，或者事情很轻微。那么这边副词形式 mildly 就是表示些许或稍稍如何。后面这个动词 spoof s p o o f 表示戏弄、开玩笑 ，make fun of 这样的意思。所以呢，他们就是透过模仿，稍微开了这些真正的大学广告的玩笑。
And this word similar, as in two things are similar to each other.Similar means almost the same or alike.
好，我们还是这句话来看到 ads, A-D-S 这个字，就是其实就是我们刚刚提到的字 advertisement 的简写，因为 advertisement 真的太长了，所以一般我们都可以直接说 ad, A-D.
And another word that we saw in the sentence is air. This means to broadcast a program on television or radio. So we can say the program will air at 9 p.m.
Air 大家都知道，名词的话它是空气，但在这边当动词表示节目或广告的播送。如果在录音室或摄影棚外面呢，你看到 on air 的字样，就是表示正在录制、正在播送。
Something that universities are always trying to do is to recruit more students. Recruit means to find new people to work in a company or to join an organization or do a job.In this case, we're talking about joining or enrolling in a school.
Recruit, R-E-C-R-U-I-T, 动词招募新成员。那么这个字一般我们通常会用在工作上，雇用、聘用的意思。
We could say they are in urgent need of recruiting qualified staff.
好，所以这些广告的目标在于招新生。那么目标做什么事情？看到这边用的片语是 aim to do something. It means to try or intend to achieve something. For example, they aim to finish the project by next week. 所以 aim 呢 ，A-I-M， 它也可以直接当名词使用。It's their aim to finish the project by next week.
Now to give some insight about campus life.Pixar shows viewers how monsters in the university experience many of the same activities as students at American universities. So they're trying to provide some insight. Insight is a sudden, clear understanding of something or part of something, especially a complicated situation or idea.
Insight 是名词，在这里表示对事情进一步的洞悉、清楚、透彻的理解。
For example, his speech gave us a real insight into the causes of the economic crisis.
So, you know, give insight into something or give insight about something, 就是让别人对什么事情有更深刻的了解。那再来看到这句话呢，我们用 as. How monsters in the university experience many of the same activities as students at American universities. As 在这句话表示如同像。例如呢 he acts as an immature kid, or she dressed as an old lady. 其实就有 like 的意思，表示像、如同。
The college-aged monsters join fraternities and sororities, making new friends, party late into the night, and must compete with each other to get into their desired programs.
Fraternity 是美国大学盛行的一种兄弟会，那么 sorority 是姐妹会。
Now, on American universities, they have these fraternities and sororities. They are just like groups of students who will live together in a frat house or a sorority house. And the fraternity people, the boys or the men who live together in that house, they will call each other brothers. In a sorority, the women, they will call each other sisters. And so it's like a close association of students who live together, study together, they party together, of course, and they just sort of develop a lifelong friendship with each other while they live and study together. We also saw this word, compete here. Compete means to try to gain something and stop someone else from having it or having as much of it.
和某人竞争，我们一般会用 compete with. For example, they must compete with one another to win the competition.
Monsters University promises to transport viewers to the hilarious and frightening world of these young monsters as they try their best to grow up. So this movie is going to transport us somewhere. Transport actually means to take goods or people or anything really.From one place to another. So in this case, they're going to transport us into the world of this movie.
Transport, 动词，运输，运送，把什么人事物送往哪里。Transport something to some place.
For example, the goods were transported from Taipei to Hong Kong.
那顺便补充，运输的名词就是 transportation, 所以大众运输就是 mass transportation.
A couple of other words we should briefly touch on here are hilarious, which means extremely funny. And frightening is something that makes you feel afraid or nervous.
对，什么东西让你害怕呢？是用形容词 frightening. 如果是你自己感到害怕，则是用 frightened, to feel frightened or to feel afraid. 那再来这句话又看到一次 as, 不过在这边它就不是如同的意思了。As they try their best to grow up, 这边它只是有 while 或者 when 这样的意思，是连接词。例如呢 ，the phone rang as he left the room. 那么 as 当连接词还有很多其他的意思，这边再顺便补充一个意思。例如我说 ，as it was getting dark, we headed back home. 这一句的 as 就有因为的意味了，所以 as 有非常多意思，回去可以复习一下。
Okay, that brings us to the end of today's article, and now it's time for You Chat.
For You Chat.
Today's question on For You Chat, Polly, is do monster movies scare you? Why or why not?
Actually, I don't really watch monster movies because I think they're fake.、
Mm-hmm.
So they don't scare me at all. What about you?
It depends. Maybe like some ghost movies. There'll be moments in there where I get scared, like when like the ghost or the monster pops out of nowhere and the sound gets really loud. Maybe I'll jump a little bit, but mostly I find horror movies or monster movies actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because it is fake. We know it's not real. We know what we're watching is not something that's going to happen to us in real life.I actually find movies like about real things that are scary, like movies about like war or something violent. I find those a lot more scary than monster movies.
Yeah, but I'm afraid of ghost movies, but not monster movies.
Okay, ghost movies scary, but not monster movies. Interesting.
Right, because monster and ghosts are different.
Okay, I guess maybe you believe in ghosts then.
I do.
Okay, so if you believe in ghosts or monsters, then maybe you'll find it a little bit scary. But this movie, Monsters University, it's all about...hilariousness about funny stuff, so it's not scary at all. All right, that's all the time we have for today's program, but please do join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Polly. See you next time.
Goodbye.
Monsters University.
Monsters University is a prequel to its 2001 predecessor, showing viewers what life is like for a monster in college.It's also Pixar's first feature-length prequel, though the studio has been planning to make Monsters University since 2005. Employees at Pixar toured top universities in the U.S., including Harvard, MIT, and UC Berkeley, for their research and even copied the school's websites and commercials. The Monsters University website imitates those of American universities down to the last detail, from campus maps, stories about professors, to the history of the university. Pixar also ran commercials on television, mildly spoofing similar ads aired by real universities, which aimed to recruit students. To give some insight about campus life,Pixar shows viewers how monsters in the university experience many of the same activities as students at American universities. The college-aged monsters join fraternities and sororities, make new friends, party late into the night, and must compete with each other to get into their desired programs. Monsters University promises to transport viewers to the hilarious and frightening world of these young monsters as they try their best to grow up. Vocabulary Review.
Studio. Movie studios hire actors and directors to create films. Commercial. Some commercials try to entertain people by using jokes or funny cartoons. Mildly. Jeremy mildly annoyed everyone in the movie theater when he used his phone. Recruit. Universities try to recruit top students by offering scholarships. Insight. News stories should give people insight about why something happened. Transport. A good novel transports its readers to a different time and place.